Hi, this is Julie Hoffman, Associate Editor at thecorporatecouncil.net. Today I'm here with Stacia Kelly, who is partner in DLA Piper's White Collar Corporate Crime and Investigations Practice, as well as the Corporate Finance and Securities Practice in the Washington, D.C. office. Stacia has had a long career as General Counsel at companies including AIG, where she was also Vice Chairman, MCI WorldCom, Sears, and Fannie Mae. And Stacia and I are going to be talking about crisis management today, and it's really from the lawyer's perspective to give lawyers an idea of what they should be doing before, during, and after a corporate crisis comes up. So Stacia, my first question for you is, what should a crisis plan include?
Thanks. I think a crisis plan, the most important elements of a crisis plan are comprehensiveness and communication. I think of it as sort of the two C's. One of the things that crisis plans that I have seen generally don't do a good enough job of is figuring out what pieces of the company need to come together in any particular circumstance. So years ago, crisis plans were sort of off-the-shelf kind of plans. What happens if the CEO's plane goes down? What happens if some senior executive is arrested or there's some sexual harassment charge? And those are helpful, although I would say they're minimally helpful these days because crises have changed enormously over the past 5 to 10 years, particularly in the communication piece of it. So you need to, I think companies need to focus less on what the actual crisis is than how it is they're going to pull together the parts of the company externally as well as internally, and how they're going to communicate, and that requires a lot of conversation.
And what advice do you give to boards about crisis management, both kind of before and during a crisis?
Right. I mean, I think the before part is very, very important, Julie, because unless you are ready for a crisis, unless you've thought it through, you have a strategy about how a company's response, and I'll give you an example in a second, how a company's response will be handled, it's going to be too late when the crisis hits. So the most important advice I give boards is make sure that you all, first of all, understand the philosophy of the company's crisis management plan, you agree with it, and that you are involved in it. So for example, when a crisis hits, the directors need to be comfortable that they understand, for example, how is the company going to deal with the press? You know, information is instantaneous now, and there's print, there's TV, there's blogs, there's all sorts of information that can get out there, and a company needs to be out there, first of all, shaping the story, number one. And in order to shape the story, you have to know whether you're going to go on the record, whether you're going to go on background, whether you actually want to have a couple of reporters or other industry media specialists who have your story and understand who you are even before that. It's part of your strategy of what would happen to you in a crisis. That's all got to be done before. So I'm big on the preparation and having the board involved in that preparation so that they're aware of what the company's doing and they agree with it.
And do you have any advice for in-house counsel on what they should be doing to prepare for a crisis?
Yeah, and again, similarly, Julie, I would say that in-house counsel, when a crisis hits, while there are always legal issues involved, because that's sort of the nature of a crisis, there are also always other constituencies that have to be brought in and need to be engaged in the response and the strategy, whether it's the CFO, investor relations, it could be government relations, it clearly is communications. And one of the most successful plans that I have ever seen is one that has an sort of instantaneous sort of virtual group that actually comes together when any crisis hits. And they're prepared well in advance. They know that they're responsible for being part of this team. So whenever the crisis hits, whatever the subject, the person in charge of the response, which is generally in the legal department, I would say more often than not, can reach out and touch those people and bring them together instantaneously, and they know how to cooperate with each other. Another and very important message for in-house counsel is you've got to make sure that your team, particularly your team colleagues outside of your department, will play in the sandbox with you and understand how very important that is. So, number one, you've got consistency of response and consistency of measure of managing the message and messaging, but you also know who to bring in to ask the questions. If you don't know who to bring in, you don't have the right facts, you don't have all of the facts, that can be very damaging to a company that's going to be moving very, very quickly through a crisis. So much of this is preparation, communication, you know, understanding your strategy, developing the relationships inside the company you need, and then one other thing, which I think is extremely important. Normally, companies are not equipped from an infrastructure perspective to handle a crisis by themselves. Everybody wants to handle it by themselves because they know more about the company, they get the issue better, but that's not usually it's not usually enough given that people are going to be scrambling if the crisis is big or broad enough. So beforehand, you've already identified a government relations law firm or two, communications firm, particularly a crisis communications firm, that who knows you well enough that you could pick up the phone and say, I now need you, here's the crisis, I want you on the ground, here, there, wherever, but they know enough about you already to be able to plug into whatever the crisis is.
That sounds like great advice. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.